episode, we have our new guest, my roommate, Sean George. Welcome to the podcast. Yeah, how are you feeling? Excited, nervous?
Excited, nervous, all of the above,
at the same time. All right, yeah, it's close to his bedtime, so, you know, a special guest doing it. All right, so we'll go, like a quick questions for our move here to figure out how we're feeling about it. First question is, what inspired you to make the move to Austin? And what was your initial expectation? I feel like we're still in the initial expectation.
The thing that inspired me for Austin, I think, was everyone raved about it for so long, right? And having been born and raised in Dallas all my life, I decided that it was time for a change. And Austin wasn't too far away. It's like 3 hours away from Dallas. So we have if I ever need to go see parents or anything, I can easily do that. And then it's also good in cost of living, and it's just a fun city. So that's the choice.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Thing for me is because I came in 2021. At that time, like half the people weren't here. I was like empty campus at UT. So then I was like, okay, this kind of counts as Austin, but not really because it's not the same. But it was nice that you could explore everything because you don't have to worry about lines and parking because no one was here.
Yeah.
So we could go. Plus I live closer in West Campus, so I could just walk around. So it was easier. But then like the real life of Austin is outside the campus bubble. Yeah. So I was like, okay, let's check it out, see what happens. And then I guess the initial expectation was like, oh yeah, every single person is in Austin. But now I feel like everybody's in New York. That's what it feels like, at least people I know maybe. But maybe it'll take some time to get to find like all the people here. So
yeah, I mean, I think New York's New York. Like everyone knows about it. Everyone always wants to go to it. It's like one of the cities of America, along with like San Fran, LA, etc. But I think there are a few up and coming cities like Austin, which are the spot, I think.
Just think of the Toastmaster guy. He was like, oh, yeah. This is why you shouldn't be in Austin. Yeah. And she was like, parking. And he was like, rent.
Traffic. Yeah.
I don't know the fourth one, but they said those three.
He said some other stuff too.
Yeah. Oh, crowd. Mm. That was the fourth one. It's funny. We'll probably get that, but oh, well, I'll still be here. It's okay. All right. Then let's see, in the last 2 weeks, what was your most memorable moment? Yeah, till now.
Last 2 weeks. Let's see. The sushi buffet was definitely.
Really?
Yeah, that's the first thing that popped in mind. I was actually, I don't know, it's just I think that was one of the first times that we were like spent like driving to a place together to get something.
Like you were like.
Yeah, and then outside of the normal like getting groceries or getting something like where we're both like, okay, let's go out and do something, you know. Another one would be like the running club.
Okay.
Yeah, running club, that was the first like real meetup event that we went to. There were a couple networking ones we went to, but
that was like a true
running one was the one where we're like actually like testing ourselves. We're checking out like what locals do, stuff like that.
They run.
Yeah.
Yes, so the running event is called Front Club. No. It's called something.
Yeah,
something. Well, I'll put it later in the thing. But it's a running club every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at Barton Creek. If you're in Austin listening to this, it's very specific. But I hate running, so somehow I went to this running club and probably going tomorrow too. But I guess for me, it was the salsa class because I was like, I always wanted to learn salsa actually, but I never went to a class because I was like too lazy to look it up.
Yeah.
Or I was like, I don't want to pay.
Yeah.
So the first class is free and the other dance, which you didn't do, but I guess we can get the first free class.
Yeah.
So that was, yeah.
Yeah. The salsa dance was definitely like, I'm not a dancer by any means.
Well,
like, I'll pump my like hand up here and there for like a song, but like that's about it. So doing the salsa dance was definitely a one to remember, and I might join along with it for the
that class.
Yeah,
because I think you get membership for both bachata, I think that's the correct way to say, or and salsa.
Yeah,
so you can learn two for one. So for you, what is it like to make an apartment feel like a home? Dang, that sounds like an old person question. But like, I guess what makes the apartment like, all right, it's set now?
I would say materials. And that sounds materialistic. But if you've ever been in like a bare apartment where like there's nothing in it, yeah, it's like that's definitely not home.
Yeah. So,
but the thing that makes it a home is like you fill it with things that you like. It can be anything. It customizes it. Yeah. It's sort of like when you're in a game and you change the profile, you know, like the character,
avatar.
The avatar, exactly. Yeah. And then you customize it and then you make it your own.
That's pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we're in my room. Now I just got the bed. So until I was like, it's fine. Feels like college. But then when the bed came and I was like, dang, feels like real life.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the desk is here too. And I was like, oh, this is the place now. Yeah. So I was just like, okay.
It doesn't settle in until you like actually like start everything's settled. And then you're like, wow, I live here now. Like it didn't hit me until like, I think like a week after I moved.
Till like last week?
Yeah, so like last week. Then I was like, wow, I'm here now.
It really hits me in certain points. Like it's when I had to go do something, like CapFac, I was like, yeah, right now I only know you and like these random people that I haven't met in a while. So
yeah.
I was like, I can go there and help. I talked to like random people like CapFac, Capital Factory, but I was like, I can't really be like, oh, I have class with this guy, so I can just like go talk to him. Or like, I see this person going to my class, I can just, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, GTA online mode that like everybody's playing their own game.
Yeah, and it's everyone's like, sort of doing their stuff. Yeah.
But there's more people this are our age, so that's good at least.
Yeah. I'd say so.
What was the biggest challenge you faced during the move?
Biggest challenge.
To go.
Dealing with having to contact the movers for Dallas, drive a U-Haul, and then do the movers for Austin apartment too. That's sort of like a 3-in-1 answer, but going from A to B to C all in the course of like less than a day, that was stressful as well. That was extremely stressful. I still remember I came up to the U-Haul location and I walk in, and you don't walk into the location because it's self pickup, and I go find the truck. And the keys aren't even in the truck. So I had to call them up and get that all sorted out. And once it was sorted out, then I could drive it off. And once I was starting driving, then I was like, do I even know how to drive this? But overall, it was a smooth process. So it went pretty well.
So 1 out of 10, how much did you rate it?
In stress?
Or I guess it was your first move, basically.
Your first move, yeah.
Like from city to city.
Yeah, because everyone, like Northside to my previous apartment,
we're still like close enough.
That was like a 30-minute drive with like I just took my car and just made like back 4 or 5 trips. Yeah. But yeah, I'd say 3, maybe 4 out of 10 in terms of how easy it was.
Yeah, that means like, remember the first time you moved to that, what is the place called?
Northside or
no, the other one,
Discovery of the Realm.
Yeah, Discovery of the Realm. We were like, I hate moving. This is the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
what would you rate that? Like 2 out of 10.
That.
Because they were like, I'm never moving again. I was like, you're going to have to.
Yeah.
I was like, it'll come again. No. Yeah.
I would say, honestly, that was probably a 1 out of 10 because I moved everything. Didn't even have boxes.
Oh, so you just picked
everything? So I just picked everything up, put them, like, at max, I would use, like, garbage, like, trash bags. But that was it.
Damn.
Yeah, so that's what made that tough.
That's what you're like, never again.
Yeah.
Dang. Same. Well, you haven't done this yet, so I can't ask this. Oh, actually, yeah, okay. Austin is like the live music capital of Texas. So what about music are you looking to check out in Austin, especially now you're here?
Recently got into EDM. So I'm going to check that. Yeah, I'm going to check that scene out. I see it all over the board on this one, because for me, my music tastes are all over the board.
Except for country. Music allowed on this podcast.
Yeah. I'll have like 1 or 2 country songs. Yeah.
I'll give exceptions.
Exceptions.
Outliers to the rules.
Yeah. But overall, yeah, I want to check out all the, I've heard good things about all the musicians here. And who knows, I might pick up a thing or two from them. Learn how to play like an instrument in a specific way.
I don't know if they do free classes, but some place might do in Austin.
Yeah.
Any favorite local Austin restaurants that you want to go to or have on a list?
I definitely do have restaurants I want to check out. I don't know them off the top of my head, but it's more of a, the restaurant scene here is pretty good. Like, it may not be as great as like some other places out there. I don't know. I think Houston's pretty good there too, right? New York, wherever, LA, all those. But here specifically, let's see. The sushi places. There's a Uchi, I think.
It's, oh, yeah, yeah, Uchi.
Yeah, Uchi. Yeah, Uchi. I want to check out once at least.
That's going to be for like a celebration moment type.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a, yeah.
That's going to be. It's going to be expensive.
Yeah.
I think I'd say there's a list I got from like a bunch of people. So just going through it, basically. Oh, we went to ABBA. So that was one place.
Yeah.
There was always lines. That was like my fourth time I finally got to go.
Yeah.
Our first time actually going, fourth time trying to go.
Yeah.
That was good. Then figured out parking in Austin is hard to park. ATX app. The app kind of sucks because when you open it, it's just a blank screen, so you think it's not working, mm-hmm. but you put the numbers in. It's at the bottom, hidden behind the keyboard, the numbers that are being typed.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, it's not working. But it does work, and it helps you find like cheap parking spots for 2-3 hours, so it's good. And now Zilker is there, so when it's not summer hot, then at least we can go there all the time. And I have the Spike Mall thing, so I can bring, so we can
play
that. So it'll be pretty fun.
We do.
Oh, yeah, and in Austin, ACL, so hopefully, I don't know yet fully, but think I'll go to that, so that'll be something you need to try.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to go since 2016, bro.
Yeah.
It was just the lineup's not good, so I was like, I'm not going.
Yeah.
So how is the move right now affecting your daily routine?
Let's say it's like turned it upside down a bit.
It's destroyed.
Yeah, but I'm trying to get it back in order. One of the things I always do is like, as soon as I wake up, drink some water and then go outside and just like take a walk for like a quick 5-10 minutes.
Do you know how I wake up?
Wait.
When you leave outside, I'm like, time to get up.
Yeah.
I use my alarm and I use it as he leaves and I was like, okay, I'm ready.
There you go.
I use it. I'm like, this is a good alarm clock.
Yeah, yeah. You hear the door like.
Yeah, that's when I wake up.
Yeah.
As I'm like, good chance, time to roll off.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like cueing my brain to be like, okay, get up.
Yeah. Yeah, I would do the same, but I just wake up naturally.
Yeah, that's how I was like, you wake up too early.
Yeah. But yeah, so just getting back in routine.
Yeah, right now I'm like, what routine to set? Because there's so many options. Because at home, I was like, oh, this is it. Because you balance it with like other people there.
Yeah.
I would like, I have a dog, so it's easier to just be like, okay, she needs to go. So I gotta go. Where it's like, oh, it's just me. I gotta go. Who's gonna walk me?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, myself. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like once you're out, you're just out on your own at that point.
I guess, yeah. Let's say for like looking forward, what would you like to get in the next 3 months from Austin? I know we'll do like another one in 6 months in Austin as like looking back at it. But right now it's like, what are we looking forward to?
I'd say number one, experiences. I feel like we hit the ground running with that. We definitely like did a bunch of.
Was that a pun? Because that was good.
Oh, what?
I was like, damn, it was pretty good. I was like, what an intellectual joke. I was like, that's so good.
I didn't even catch it.
I was like, wow.
I was
going to give you like plus 10. Repeat that in like a real setting. I would have been like, you can leave, sir. You won for the day.
Yeah, so we hit the ground running with that one. And I want to just keep it up. Keep it up and get as many of those experiences as possible.
Early on than later.
Yeah. Like one thing I did, I think I started it beginning of this past year. Every week I want to do something unique.
Oh, that's
it doesn't have to be crazy. Like it could be as simple as trying a new food or a new freaking candy. Or it could be as crazy as like flying a plane. Like, it could be anything. And I think in Austin, it's
possible.
Yeah, it's a prime area to do anything, yeah. So just want to keep that up.
Yeah, definitely using like meetup.com, random Instagram pages, like when, where, what, Austin, and there's probably more. We'll find it eventually. Yeah, I guess the hardest part is just like going up to people and be like, do you want to be friends?
Yeah.
Which feels weird, but I don't know why. I guess it's just made to be that way.
Yeah.
But once you talk to them, it's like, oh, it's not that bad.
Yeah. I think it's a lot of like you when you're in school, you're all your people together. So you sort of like wake up and you're excited and you're going to go out and you're going to see your friends and you're all gonna like complain about the homework together, and you're all gonna be like anxious for the test, and you're all gonna be like talking like,
bonded by drone.
Exactly. And so those experiences need to sort of translate to your experiences as a like adult now. And that's tougher because no one's really, we don't have class anymore. It's like, we just sort of have to find a hobby that you like and hope someone else is also in the same like stage you are.
And is it also doing that?
Yeah,
at the same time,
exactly.
On the same day, every
week. Yep.
God, too many variables.
Yeah, and so that's what makes it tough.
Yeah. I was into a podcast and they were like, do new stuff at least 6 months and then you will know exactly like, mm-hmm. I don't want to do this. I want to do this. Because if you don't do it for like at least 3 to 6 months, yeah. Like 3 is minimum. Because if you don't go out to that place at least 3 months, then you won't see the same people that actually keep coming.
Yeah.
And you just see new people all the time. So you never get that like, oh, you actually like this by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing with doing that is if you're like me and you get like interested in like 5 different things, you can't.
No way you can keep that up for like 3 to 6 months.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. It's pretty good. Let's see. And a final one asks, do you want to give one good advice and one bad advice for someone moving to a different city? What would you give?
One good and one.
Or like, what's the worst advice you've ever heard? Someone was like, you're moving to a different city. And then you heard this advice and you were like, I'm just going to ignore that. And then one that like, oh, that was actually pretty good. Like,
yeah. The good advice I would say is, be as minimalistic as possible. Like you see, like, especially like when you see all these moving trucks and stuff, people pack everything and then some. And it's like you're just adding more stress. If you keep it like as minimal as possible, it makes moving
easier.
Times easier. I haven't really heard any bad advice for moving, but I assume it'd be like, stay inside, don't do anything.
But that wraps it up for the first 3 weeks coming up in Austin. We'll do another one in 6 months or 3 months, whatever. We'll figure out what happens in life then. But thanks for listening and see you in the next one.
You've been listening to Pure Entropy. Thanks for listening to this podcast. It really means a lot. I appreciate all the time. Take it out of your day to give it a listen. If you'd like to support further, you can do so by leaving us a review on your favorite podcasting platform of choice. It's see you in the next one.